Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you talked about something about, you know, there was a time that you didn't have a drill. Uh-huh. And you actually, you know, screw the thing in with your hand, you know, with the fill up. You twisted the screw with the nut.
Yeah, those were awful days.
You did it with your hand and muscles. And I think about all the people that work so hard, man. They work so hard in our nation to build it the way they have. And
that's right.
And listen to that commercial. We're gonna play a commercial here for you. And we're going to apologize for the sound in advance because it's not the best quality of sound. But we really want you to listen to the words. This is Paul Harvey. And Pat's a little bit more familiar with Paul Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Harvey.
Yeah.
And he kind of does this little talk about the farmer. And,
yeah.
And tell us about Paul. Who's Paul Harvey?
Yeah, he was a conservative radio host. He's been around for years and years and years. And he passed away, I think, back in 2009. But prior to that, I got introduced to him through my grandmother. She was listening to him on the radio all the time.
Uh-huh.
And he'd go through these long, like, stories, and they were really, you know, just intriguing. And
right.
Then his famous line was, "Now let's hear the rest of the story." So he just like this cliffhanger, you know, you talk about this person, you know, and
yeah.
All these things that they did or whatever. And then you find out who it actually was. You're just like blown away. Like, no, get out. Really? You know, so it was just, he's famous for that. You probably search him online. I'm sure you could probably listen to tons of his stories. But yeah, they were powerful.
Wow. Well, he has a great voice. And this is actually a Rams commercial, right?
Yeah.
That
a Dodge Ram car commercial. Yeah.
Okay. Truck commercial. Why don't you listen up and listen to what he has to say about the American farmer. Listen up.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, "I need a caretaker." So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board." So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then paying in from tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, "I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark." So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Wow. How powerful is that?
Wow. That was amazing.
How powerful is that? We're going to make this available for you to watch on the torch. It's actually a commercial.
Yeah.
And the pictures are just so moving as well.
Oh, yeah.
But you think about, you know, America is the breadbasket to the world. You think about the corn, and you think about all the stuff that we grow, and all the fruits and vegetables. I mean, even in New Jersey, they call this place a garden state. I mean, it's just fruits galore.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be worked. You know, someone had to work it. The milk that we just poured in our coffee this morning actually came from a cow.
You poured milk in your coffee?
Oh, yeah, I use milk in my coffee. I don't use that foo-foo stuff that you use. I don't use flavor foo-foo stuff, Pat.
I use
right,
powder,
Chris?
Man. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, right.
I did. I'm serious. I quit.
Powdered foo-foo.
Oh, you quit the foo-foo? He quit the foo-foo. Yeah. He's getting tough. He's getting tough in case we have any farmers listening to us.
That's right.
Well, I support the farmers and I drink milk. I just want the farmers to know that. But it's our appreciation for hard work. And I'll tell you, maybe we all need to go to a dude ranch or something for a week. No, we work hard. But a lot of you, do a lot of young people well to go out there and see at physical labor and get out there and get involved and say, listen, it just doesn't happen. You know, it just doesn't happen. That's what I'm afraid. I'm concerned, you know, for our young people and just trying to get them involved and not to do the quick way out. You know what I mean? Get in there and get involved. Turn that mm-hmm. wrench and put that power. Pat can use the power drill, but you can't. You go ahead and do that.
Yeah, go ahead and put that down. You don't know what before you hurt yourself.
Well, I tell you, you really appreciate a power drill once you've had to do that thing with your hand.
Oh,
you
I know that's right.
Well, our grandfather had a handheld drill that you had to crank.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a lot of my grandfather's old tools, and it's the craziest looking thing you've ever seen. Instead of electric drill, I mean, this thing had like a crank handle like this.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And it would drill. I don't know how it worked, but I didn't try it. I was like, that looked like too much work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they did it, yeah.
And then amazing, before they had nail guns and they're banging in nails.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you think about the guys like that roof.
Yeah.
You know, now you're slapping those nail guns, but someone comes in there and roof your roof.
Mm-hmm.
That's some serious stuff. That's some serious stuff. That's what made this country great. People that weren't afraid to get out there and work and build and construct and put a hard day's work for a hard day's pay. We need to get back to those days.
That's right.
We really need to get back to those days and help our young people to see that there's value in that, that you don't have to run off and necessarily get a college degree, but you can be an apprentice, you can learn, you can get your hands dirty in there and build stuff and learn from wisdom from others that have gone before you.
That's how I learned. That's exactly what I learned. I don't need to go to school to learn what I learned. It was all by just, you know, thrown into it, you know, watching other people do it and asking questions and imitating what they did.
And look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Then after that, you actually became a what we call a master fabricator. My goodness.
Well, I don't know about all that, but it sounds good on your resume.
I've seen your work. It's pretty good.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.